Hello, Sunshine. This is Dr. Stacey Ann C. Grant, the founder of Destiny Designers University and the Faithpreneur Movement. Faithpreneurs are faith-based entrepreneurs with a fidelity to God in organizing, managing, and operating their businesses, and or faith-based professionals looking to add another stream of income to their personal economy. I'd like to welcome you to our Faithpreneur VIP Prayer Call podcast. These are weekly recordings of our Saturday fellowship where we've been sharing our prayer requests and praise reports in a safe, loving, and supportive environment for over a decade. Welcome to the family, and I pray that you are encouraged and continue in your faith walk.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, family. Thank you, Lord, for all you've done for me. It is the 22nd day of April, 2023. Where did the time go? We are moving quite quickly into this second quarter of the year. Just grateful that I can sit down for a couple of minutes and be here with you. I am so grateful for the community and the fact that we can continue to keep this space open. I think now 14, going on 15 years of having this prayer call, expanding it to Clubhouse, having the podcast, and all the ways that God continues to connect his people. And I know when I'm traveling, sometimes it gets a little bumpy on the road for me to actually be live, but I appreciate that I can either join in for a little bit or catch the replay and just hear the continued testimonies of all that God is doing in our lives. So I want to thank, of course, my covering, my partner, my best friend, my hubby, for always holding it down when I am on the road and trying to connect the studio so that D. Jason Hodge, Carmen Wolfpreneur, Herrera herself, and Clubhouse Auntie Dr. Roz can assist with keeping everything going so that we can be in fellowship. We don't do this thing called life alone. We need one another. And in the fellowship of the saints, we are able to just see the hand of God move in each and every one of our lives. So thank you for your prayer that you continue to usher up on my behalf, the notes that you sent. Are you okay? Are you sleeping? Where are you now? VLC McKinney has called me Traveling Shoes Ministry because I'm constantly moving, and I'm talking to you this morning from Tulsa, Oklahoma. And I'm grateful that my schedule and the timing would allow for me to be in fellowship with you all for at least the first part of our call today. And we might end up making it the old fashioned, the days when we used to do a 30-minute or 1-hour call. I don't know if we can remember when, because we've been going into the Holy Ghost after party and hanging out here for quite a while on a Saturday. But we're going to let the Lord move and just move as the Spirit allows. I don't quench the Spirit. I don't tell God what to do. I leave myself available and the space that he has allowed me to curate available to give him the glory. So a couple of things. The conference line, I know that you are there. Sometimes you're unable to totally get your phone unmuted when we call on you, but we will be opening up with the conference line today. And then for Clubhouse, I've been moving so quickly, I don't even know some of these nuances with the updates on the app. So they changed the clubs to houses, and I'm probably just going to have a whole sidebar situation tinkering around with all the updates on Clubhouse. But for the sake of sharing the room, I think that option is still there. So just share the room. Do it on the Clubhouse app so some of the people who might not normally see it can see it, and those who have been a part of the club can get the notification that we are here in fellowship for the Saturday Faithpreneur VIP prayer call. So I appreciate you sharing that out and inviting others to be a part of today's fellowship. And I also want to thank those of you who have also raised your hand and say, I want to be more involved. I want to contribute. I want to do something else. We're definitely going to be in need of your assistance as we get ready for the 6th annual Faithpreneur Conference experience, which will be a lot different than the first 5 years and moving into a new level of being able to reach all of God's people. So, I just need to catch my breath. So much going on. I'm like, hey, Jesus, what we doing? You got a lot of situations percolating here, but he knows and he understands what his plans are for us. Our job is to say yes and to be obedient to his will and to his way. As we grow deeper in our relationship with him, as we get strengthened by the word, he reveals that plan for our lives and gives us the ability to walk it out and to do what it is that he has called us to do. So thank you for being here. Let me see who's on the conference call line, and then I'll jump on into Clubhouse. If you're on the conference call line, press star one. Tell us your name, where you're calling from, and what you are grateful for this 22nd day of April.
Good morning. My name is Valerie Adderley from Brooklyn, New York.
Good morning, Valerie. Great to hear your voice.
What am I grateful for? I'm grateful for life. Most importantly, I'm grateful for family. I'm just grateful for today, and I'm just grateful to be able to communicate with Dr. Stacey Grant and everyone else on the line.
Well, we are grateful for you. You are welcome, my love. We are grateful for you. It is always awesome to hear your voice, and thank you for being here. One of my true, what they call, ride or dies. You've been here for almost all the years, if we count back, of just calling in and being and seeing the evolution of how this fellowship has grown. So God bless you, my darling, and thank you so much for joining this morning.
Welcome, Dr. Stacey Grant. Thanks again.
All right, my love. All right, let's see who else is tuning in from the conference call line. Go ahead and press star one. Tell us your name, where you're calling from, and what you are grateful for today. Just make sure you're fully unmuted online so that we can hear you. All right, we will come back. I see the line is filling up, but we will jump back and forth because sometimes you all are multitasking, which is fine. Go right ahead.
You better jump back.
Oh, boy, here we go. Y'all better adjust your volume.
You know I got to do it, Dr. Stacey. I owe it to him.
Absolutely.
Good morning. Wake up on this call. This is the best faith nor call on the universe with the one, the only, finally caught her standing still, Dr. Stacey with the baby daddy, N.C. Grand. Let's go. Let's get it,
Doc! Oh, Booker, I tell you, I got to bottle you up and sell you across the country with me. But thank you for being here, my brother, and bringing the noise for Jesus, right? If they can bring the noise up, then we can bring the noise for Jesus.
That's it. They had all week to sleep in. You know, it's time to get up and get on this call, Dr. Stacey. But,
Oh, Lord.
You know, Dr. Stacey, just first and foremost, thank God for being here. And thanks for it'll be 4 hours if I tell everybody what I'm really thankful for. But I'll just give you the Cliff Notes version. yesterday, I went to my eye doctor and things, I got to get laser treatments, but everything is looking better. So thank God for sight that I can see. And you know, Dr. Stacey, I talk to everybody. So I was in there talking to my optometrist and he seemed kind of stressed out. And I said, Doc, do you need an appointment? You all right? And it turns out he was like, yeah, you know, me and my wife, we've been going through it and she's stressing me out. And I said, you know, maybe y'all need to, you know, just pray about it. And when I said that, Dr. Stacey, he started crying. And I was like, okay, so how am I going to handle this? I said, God, I need your help on this one. So what I told him, you know, I had related to him with my experience with my wife and she passed away. And I said, you know, if you can, make it work, because it's nothing like a divorce and you got your kids, because them kids, they're going to be looking at you and they're going to remember it the rest of your life. And of course, I invited him out to service tomorrow. So he said he'll come out. I don't know if he will or not, but I hope he will. But, you know, I started thinking about that experience, Dr. Stacey, and I'm like, it's a lot of people out here that's really hurting. and they trying to mask it up and cover it up, you know, but people, they can see when you're hurting. They can look in your face, because a lot of times when I talk to people, I ask them, I say, how you doing? And then if they give me that old, you know, oh, I'm all right, I say, how you really doing? This is Booker you talking to. I can see right through that aroma. You know, that front they be doing, Dr. Stacey. I can see through that. So I was talking to him, and he said he's going to come out. So that went well. And then also went over there, you know, just doing a couple of things. And I was talking to a couple of people back home, and I was showing them the new place. And Dr. Stacey, I'm going to tell you, the look on their face, they said, how did you do that? I said, I told y'all, God, he told me to do it, and I don't procrastinate. Because a lot of times what we do, especially in the body, we say, oh, I'm going to just wait on the Lord. But he told you to go, and we still waiting. Y'all might need to get a book called Action, Action, Despite Distraction by a good friend of mine. I'm just saying now. But, you know, Dr. Stacey, it's just such a good feeling when you can show people, because a lot of people, they talk, but when you show them and they see it, it's a total different story. Because you can tell people what you're going to do all day long. And like my Uncle Joe would say, don't take no wooden nickels. That's for the older people, Dr. Stacey. Say that for the room and the people in the back that understand. But I'm going to tell y'all just get out here and keep going and keep giving, because we can't outgive God. Like the, we going today, and it was funny. I got a call just last night. It was one guy. He was like, you know, Booker, we went over to the food bank and they said they didn't have no food. I said, did Walmart or Sam's Club shut down? He said, what do you mean? I said, come get the money and go and get that food. We out here feeding the people. See, if we don't have faith, if we don't have faith and put it to work, Dr. Stacey, it's not real faith.
You better go on and preach. Don't get me started, Booker. You know you're going to serve me up, because we talk a good game, right? We talk faith, but we don't act in faith. And that's the part. That's the true stretching of a faithpreneur. Is understanding that it's not blindly that we're just out here all willy-nilly. We believe the word of God, and we act on that word. And as we act on that word, that activates the answer. Oh, fuck, why you get me started? You just started to count.
you know, Dr. Stacey, we all are faithpreneurs. Like, I got a couple partners in there. They may not believe in God, but they are faithpreneurs. They just believe in another God. So they do have faith in something. So we all are faithpreneurs. So, and another thing too, as Christians, you're going to do business with non-Christians. So you have to let your light shine, Dr. Stacey. And I'm letting it shine all over the place. They may have to come in there with sunglasses on.
That's right. People running with that quote when I said it at a conference the other day, Booker. I'm like, if people have a problem with your shine, give them a coupon for another pair of sunglasses. I mean, we don't have time to dim our light. We don't have time. We have to be able to be the light in this dark world, in the challenging times that we see. You know, Booker, you making me tell my testimony early, because you always stirring me up. So
I got to.
But the other day we were at one of my conferences, and after the conference was over, one of our members was traveling, getting ready to travel home, and was displaying some symptoms that made her roommate a little concerned. Thank God, long story short, they took her to the hospital to get checked. And the doctors were like, oh, you know, it's a good thing you brought her in. It's, you know, she's having a stroke. And they were giving a very dim sort of outlook, like, oh my God, this is really bad. It's progressing. And, you know, what I have to keep reminding folks, when things happen, because they will, right? So we don't have to pretend that things won't happen. They are going to happen, but we don't panic. We pray. Mm-hmm. And when I got the call about what was going on, I said, okay, we're going to pray right now. Get them on the phone. And that's all I know. All I know is I know how to pray. And I know that God answers prayers, and I know that there's nothing that he cannot do. So in that moment, in praying and releasing my voice with the voices of those who touch and agree in prayer, God answered prayers. In less than 3 days, she's able to do what most people can't after suffering a mild or moderate stroke. She can talk, she can walk, she can eat like she's doing PT. I said, yeah, because I'm waiting for a good report. I'm waiting with expectancy for God to do what we know he can do. And it is that prayer, the acting on the faith. So you can believe that God can heal, but if you don't pray the prayer, if you don't stand in belief, if you're not in the fellowship of saints who understand the power of who we serve. We talk about we serve God, we love God, but do we really understand that he is all in all? He is the owner of the universe. Ooh. There is nothing that he cannot do. And when you walk in that authority and when you speak what God has given you authority to speak over and to cast out, huh? Okay. Booker, you're going to make me run in this hotel room. And I got to.
Come on, God. So, I'm about to send some cash out in here.
So when I tell you, my soul has just been rejoicing as I see her husband's faith even getting strengthened in this process, right? Just thanking God for the healing of his wife, because in his very own eyes, he was there. We weren't there. He physically saw what was happening and what the doctors were saying. I mean, even to the point where he was concerned if she was going to make it. And to see the full 360, tell me my God is not real. There's nothing that he cannot do. And when you stand with that kind of bold faith, that's what touches the heart of God, that you're not looking at the facts of the situation. So the facts were she had a stroke and it progressed from mild to moderate. That's a fact. But what we know to be true is that our faith can move mountains and that we can call down the angels of God to move on our behalf and to wait with expectancy for a good report. So I just praise God for this family seeing the hand of God work. And when two or three are gathered, when we touch and agree, and that's why this fellowship here for the Faith and Oil VIP prayer call is so precious to me, because it's where we combine our faith, where we stand together. When all the attacks, the darts of the enemy are flying to and fro, hitting left and right, we can be troubled on every side, yet not perplexed, because we know that the God we serve is going to come through on our behalf. We don't know when, and we don't always know how, but we know he will. And as you stand in that, that's what confuses the enemy. When he's making everything look totally opposite of what God has said, and he's like, you're still praising God? I can't shut this one up. I can't stop this one from helping. I can't stop this one from praising, because we know that God has the final say. So I thank God for how he has blessed you to be able to open up this center. I thank him for your example of faith. You went down there. You didn't know how it was all going to unfold. You didn't walk there with the plan of saying, all right, we're going to do this. We're going to open up that. You saw the opportunity and you moved by faith. You moved by, okay, there's a need. I'm a faithpreneur. We're going to solve this need. And God is going to create the opportunity for it to happen. And look at the testimony you have as a result.
Dr. Stacey, I'm going to tell you, I always tell people, 1% doubt, you out. All the devil got to do is get you to doubt 1%, and you gone. Let me just share this last thing, Dr. Stacey. I'm about to head to this bank at 9 o'clock, and this bank, they going to fund this. Watch what I tell y'all, because I already know it's already done. But I was telling another friend of mine last night, I said, this is what I'm going to do tomorrow. And he said, man, one thing I do like what you do. He said, I've been watching you for years. He said, when you say you're going to do something, you do it. I say, the only thing I do, I pray first. And I say, God, you got it. And then I go for it, because I know if I doubt, I'm doubting God. So guess what? It's not going to come true. So I'm about to go over here, get these loans, and we're going to get this funding done, and we're going to have a great day. And thanks for attending the Faithpreneur call. And I yield the mic with the one and only Dr. Stacey N. C. Grant. And I'm out. Y'all be great.
Love you, Booker. And that's right. You walk in faith with the expectancy that God is going to do exactly what he said. And you know, I love that 1 ounce of doubt, you're out. That is a good way to just remind everyone, because that's what the enemy's really fighting. He's fighting our beliefs. He's fighting us in our mind. He's fighting our resolve to hold on to the word of God. And if he can weigh you down, and trust and believe, I know how it feels to be in those situations. You're like, oh boy, I don't know. This ain't looking so good. Like, oh boy, Lord, I trust you. That's why the prayer and the psalms and the psalmist that sing help my unbelief, because you have to fight against what it looks like. You have to fight against what doesn't seem possible and hold on to the faith that God can do what he said, that he specializes in the impossible, that Luke 1:37 says, for with God, nothing shall be impossible. From the time he's been expanding this work with Destiny Designers University, from the time I wrote the first volume of Action Despite the Distraction, to even finishing off and getting ready to announce the completion of volume 2. All of these steps required belief in what did not seem possible. Every single thing that I've seen transform in my life and unfold has been an opportunity for me to stretch my faith. And my pastor, Reverend Mother, God rest her angel wings up in heaven, she used to say, as far as you extend your hand, as far as you extend your faith, that is how God is going to extend it to you. You don't get the revelation of the word of God and your assignment until you exercise that faith, until you walk in that opportunity for you to be able to give God the glory, for God to show who he is through your life. You know, when we read the scriptures on faith, there's a reason, right? That in Romans, it says, for therein the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. So if you're living by faith, you're living by what you can't see, but what you know. What you know God told you, what you know he said, what you know he will do, and you have to believe it before you can see it. And when you speak it, you activate it. Oh, Booker, stop. Jeremy, let me go to the next call.
Hey, and the last thing, Doc, this is the last thing. You didn't got me came back now, but this is the last thing. On every piece of money we got, don't it say in God we trust?
Mm-hmm. As much as they've been trying to remove God from everything, but amen to that.
All right, Doc, I'm gone. I just had to say that with y'all, because if you trust God, that's your money. Y'all go get it. I'm out.
Well, congratulations in advance. We will be waiting to hear the testimony and good report as a result of what you're doing, and the whole community and family, I know, joins me in saying congratulations. We are so excited for you, proud of you, and thank you for walking out your faith so it can be an example for others. And I know God has a whole lot more blessings coming on your behalf because of your faithfulness to him. Okay, so Booker, as we totally fired up here, I have a little bit more time to hang out with you. So let me see who else on the conference line is ready before we jump over into Clubhouse. Okay, I think everyone else is in listen mode. So let me go on and say good morning to my dear sister, Carmen Herrera. How are you, my love?
Oh, good morning, Dr. Stacey. I am just so excited we get to be here with you a little longer this morning. When I heard you say that, I did cartwheel. I was like, we get to hear you a little bit longer. And I tell you, between you and Booker, I'm already ready to pass the offering basket around. Y'all was talking about one of my dear favorite topics, and that is faith. I think about growing up, my dad, he stood on the word of God. He trusted, if no one that I've ever known in my entire life loved God and truly believed in God was my dad, and he taught me that. And then, you know, Dr. Stacey, you and the Faithpreneur, all that is just so in sync with what I'm so grateful for. You know, I'm just, you know, God is so good. And Booker, you know, when you said once you doubt, you out, ooh, that was a good one. We need to, Booker, you need to brand that. And, you know, and he's right, though, because, you know, once you doubt, the things that you desire, the things you pray for actually don't usually come about because we have taken it away just from not believing God's word and believing in him. And this has just been, what a beautiful way to start a Saturday morning talking about God. And then that song, Dr. Stacey, is one of my favorites. I was like, you was all on me this morning. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you so much for all that you do, done, and going to do in my life and your life. And please keep the faith, y'all. I'm like Booker. The deal will get done. And that's what you got to believe. You got to go in with not your plan, but God's plan. And know that if he spoke it to you, it will come to pass. It may not come the way you want it, when you want it, how you want it. But if he said it will be done, it will be done. And I just love y'all. Dr. Stacey, thank you for being a refuge for me for, I don't know, 12 years now, maybe. Just being here and just being blessed by all the faithpreneurs, the testimonies. Dr. Stacey, I often told you this, that you know, many mornings I would lay just in my bed, not in a good place, not, you know, feeling good about a situation or just hurting for whatever reason. And this call would be one that would revive my spirit. I mean, I remember the 30-minute call. Sometimes I would even say, we need a little bit more. We need a little bit more. Especially in those days when you didn't have to rush off and you could just really pour into us. And I wanted to tell you, my sister, that I have been so blessed because of you and this call. So thank you, my love, for being faithful to God and doing what he charged you to do. Because I know I'm not the only one that this call has probably saved my soul, honestly, because there has been some down times. And just the love of God in you and what you give all of us is priceless. So I'm so grateful for you, my friend. And as I said, as God blesses me, you will be blessed. Our faithfulness will be blessed. And I'm charging everyone to think about Dr. Stacey and all that she does and to, you know, pour into her. You know, she needs seed. She needs seed to continue to do God's will and travel the world and just bless us. So I'm looking forward to August. I want to talk to Dr. Stacey about doing something special for our faithpreneurs, maybe some sort of pitch competition, something that leading up into the conference that we can bless someone's business. So let's talk, my sister. But I love you again. I'm not going to prolong. Thank you for this call. Thank you for being my refuge for so long. Love you, sis. I yield my mic.
Oh, love you more. Love you more. Thank you. Thank you. Yes, we are going to talk because it's going to take another level of excitement of how we are producing Faithpreneur Weekend 2023. God is definitely moving, and it's an opportunity for me yet once again to stretch my faith even further. Every year, there's a different testimony on what God has done for Faithpreneur Weekend. We just continue to see it evolve over and over again. And I just thank God for the strength, for the willingness, right? Because we have to be willing to say yes. We have to be willing to do what God is calling us to do. And sometimes, you know, I don't know about you, but I like Big G. Can we talk about this situation? Can I meet you on the bench? Like, what we doing? What are we really doing out here in these streets? But he knows the plans that he has for us, and he is the one that's directing and leading. And as we grow through each iteration of our faith, because I hope all of us understand and know that, one, if you're on this call, clearly you believe that God has revealed his word and will never return unto him void. So we start there. And if we believe that, we believe that we are going to be used as his vessels, and being used as his vessels means that we have so much attached to us, right? To who it is that we are and what it is that God has called us to be. So in that, there's going to be different levels of how we grow our faith, of how each story, each testimony, each area of our life that continues to unfold gives God the glory with our yes. And with that yes, there's going to be some moments when we are really going to have to be tried by our own testimony, by the thing that we say, that the thing that we have said that we believe God, that we trust him. You know, Hebrews 11:7, by faith, Noah was being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. So he moved with fear, not fear of what was going to happen, fear of like, if I don't do what God say, it's going to be a situation. So even though it looked crazy, even though everybody around him was like, bro, what you building the ark for? We don't even have no water around up in here. What are you doing? And it took a while. He didn't build the ark like overnight. It took a while for him to build that ark. And while he was building the ark, he continued to get instructions from God, very specific instructions on how he was supposed to do what he did. And that took patience. That took a level of resilience. It just took a lot for him to stay the course and to be able to see what God was doing in his life. And everybody was looking at him like he was crazy. And his family, because they knew that he was a devout man of God, even if in their mind they were like, I don't know, something might have just happened to dad. This don't seem too right, but we gonna keep on moving. His wife saying, well, I know who I marry. So the fact that I know he hears from God, I'm just going to go ahead and believe that this is the will of God. And we're going to work together and we're going to stand by his side and we're going to do what it is that he is saying to build this ark. Just think about it. Think about all of you that have an assignment, something that God has said to you, has ministered to you, that you've been working towards as a faithpreneur in your business, in your ministry, in your real estate, like whatever it is that you have been given to do. You have to hold on to the fact that God didn't lie, right? That he didn't make a mistake. He knows exactly what he's doing, and you are truly working that out, right? You're working out your soul salvation each and every day, standing in that faith. And that is where your stretching comes. That is where you're able to see the hand of God move in your life, because you just keep moving according to what God said. So when you move according to what he said, then one thing opens, one thing shifts, and you're like, oh, wow, God, like, how did that happen? And he's showing you that the more you trust him, the more that you stand on his word, the more that you keep moving, because that's where faith without works is dead. The work is the action. So as you take the action, he continues to open up the door. As you continue to move according to what he has said without seeing it, that's showing God that you trust him, that you're not just trusting him when it's convenient. You're not just trusting him when it's easy to see it. You're trusting him because you know he is God, period. Or as they would say, period, with the T. So as you take the action, it fortifies your faith and grows your resolve to stay the course, just as Noah had to stay the course. I mean, how many years did it take? It wasn't a couple of months and the ark was built. That was a huge structure that was going to be able to house and save the animals coming two by two, the family, the whole recreation of what was washed away from the flood. So we have used the ark as an example here in the Faithfulbrook community. God has been building this safe place, this opportunity for you to grow from an emerging faithpreneur to an established faithpreneur to an empowered faithpreneur, that you can make the mistakes. None of us are perfect, but we're perfecting what it is God has given us to do so that we can be a blessing to others, that we can stand as beacons of light in this very troubled and dark world. We can burst through with the fruits of the Spirit that they can see. No matter what's going on, Booker always got a smile. No matter what's happening, Carmen is still hanging on, even with attacks coming left and right, because she's helping so many people. She never stops praising God. When Patricia is going and experiencing things, she's holding on to what she can't see, but trusting what she knows. And what she knows is that God can't fail. That's how we as a community continue to lift up praise to God, to give him worship, to thank him, to glorify him in everything that we have going on, because we know what he said, it will come to pass. God told Noah there would be a flood. God told Noah to prepare. God told Noah how to build it. God told Noah what to put on the ark. And because he moved, he took action. He started building. He didn't just sit back and say, well, God said there's going to be a flood. Maybe we go make some rain boots, or we go get an umbrella. God gave him a specific instruction to build the ark, and he started building the ark. He didn't know how the ark was going to turn out. He probably didn't even know what the ark was going to look like, but he just kept moving according to the inspiration of God's Spirit leading and guiding him and showing him what to do, and his family linking arms and aims and touching and covering and agreeing that this was the work of God. And look what happened. This mammoth structure that we're able to create that saved his family and the animals and those who were ordained to be a part of this experience. What is it that God is telling you that you have to hold on to that you might not have been able to see yet? Right? I have to remember, Destiny Designers University, I didn't know all of what it was going to be. I just know God gave it to me and I started moving. And the very way I launched the university is the whole 360 way of what he has created for it to permanently be, as we've had all these iterations of growth. And I'm like, wow, kid, nobody set you up like Jesus. What is in you, what he gave you, what he promised, he will do. Be encouraged, no matter where you are on your trajectory of growth, that God is not a man that he would lie. What he said he will do, we can take him at his word. And as we move with action, as we stand in his word, it's not just about quoting scripture. I tell you all that all the time. You can quote Genesis to Revelation and still be the biggest demon, witch, and warlock sitting in the front row of the church. It's not quoting the word. It's living the word. It's the transformation. It's the revelation of who God is in his word that you can only get by building a relationship with God. So you don't have to force anybody to do what you do or believe what you believe. They will automatically be invited, be just curious about, well, I need to know more about this God that you keep talking about. I need to build that relationship for myself so that I know who God is. I don't have to borrow somebody else's testimony. I can stand on the good word of knowing that my God is real, his word is true, and it will never return unto him void. All right, y'all got me worked up this morning. Patricia, hey, back to the lady. I see you up here. I had to turn back and look at the phone because y'all got me excited about Jesus today, and I'm just giving him glory and praise that we can have this time of fellowship and I can hang out for this long while on the road. So how you doing, Factory Lady? Go ahead and open up your mic and tell me where you're tapping in from and what you're grateful for today.
Good morning. Factory Lady tapping in from Houston, Texas, and I'm grateful to be part of this community. I'm grateful for you, Dr. Stacy, and just everybody that's here. Wanted to little quick share. I was asked to be on a panelist this week, and I just want to say this is my second time being asked for this organization. The audience are emerging businesses or startup businesses, and I want to say I was not nervous at all, so that's a testimony. You know, when I was asked to be part of this, I almost said no. Can you believe that? And I'm going to tell you why. I'm not in a sales position right now. The organization, the nonprofit that I'm with, I moved to an underwriting role. I won't go into the details as to why, but my initial thought was, I bet they still think I'm in sales. And I almost said, and so it's harder for me to get away because I'm an underwriter, so I'm obviously in front of the computer. My day job, you know, I got my business effectively, but my day job is I'm in front of the computer and it's harder for me to get away. So my initial reaction, and it was a text, was thank you, but no, thank you. I can't do it. It's tough for me. And I said, no, I'm going to go. I'm going to go to this. And I'm so glad that I did, being an expert. Okay. So when you're asked to be a panelist, it's thought of, or they're not going to just ask anybody to be a panelist, you know, and the whole topic is lending, commercial lending specifically. And when I accepted the award, the Winnie Birch Award, one of the things that I said, and it's so funny because Dr. Stacy, I think she frowned. She didn't realize she frowned, but I said about imposter syndrome. her eyebrows kind of crinked up. It's like, huh? You know, that was the thing that came to my mind when I was awarded the award, because that's just nothing but the enemy. You know, I've been doing this for 30 years. Yes, I'm an expert, but you know, some of us tend to have doubts just because I don't have an accounting degree or a finance degree, but I've been doing this for 30 years. What the heck is wrong? Why would I even slightly think that I'm not the expert? And so I did this And I did it with so much more confidence. I know for a fact, I can say without a shadow of doubt, I did so much better this time than last time. I did good last time too. But this time there was just such a sense of peace. The moderator was a market president that I hadn't seen in over 10 years. And he didn't see, I was sitting in the front row. And when he walked up from the back of the room, he said to the audience, rest assured, you are in good hands. Here's Patricia. I haven't seen her in over a decade. I had interviewed with him when I was in banking. And he said, I hadn't seen her in over a decade. He said, and he said such kind words. And maybe that helped with the boost. But I'm just so happy that I said yes. And so that's what I'm grateful for this week. I'm grateful for a lot more, but you know, that's what comes to mind. And I just want to encourage everyone to, you know, say yes and don't doubt yourself. And I yield my mic and I'm on my way to my Saturday. I say job. It's like a volunteer because I'm not even economically getting paid that much, but I'm doing a good deed in helping somebody that needs me in the home health industry. So God bless everyone. Bye. Have a good day.
Oh, I love it. Go ahead, Patricia. I can hear the strength in your voice. But go on.
Where is the bottom drop? Where's that?
I know. Do you hear it, Carmen? Like, I'm hearing it. I'm like, yes, Lord. And that's the beauty of being able to speak out and to share. I never really understood, because I don't know about some of y'all, if you grew up in church, you know, especially in the church where you testify and you share and you're instructed to open up your mouth and praise God. I'm like, well, you know, I'm praising God, I'm singing, or I can praise him with my inside voice. You got to open up your mouth. That's when you send them little demons running. You got to praise God. That's why praise and worship is so important, because it paves the way for the prayers to go through. And understanding that in a deeper level, it's like, oh, you can't really shut your mouth and be proper. Oh, well, bless the Lord, oh, my soul. You can't be proper, honey. You got to holler, yes, Jesus, yes. You got to shout and dance. So for those who don't know about being a noisy Christian, I don't know about you, honey, but when you got to run, when you got to just lift up your hands and just praise and just open your mouth and give God glory, I understand it better now than I did as a child. Because, you know, you watching the church mothers dance and everybody give praise, you're like, all right, I can give it this, hallelujah, bless the Lord. But when it hits you in your soul, when you know what you're praising God for, when you know what you're lifting up your hand and you're giving him glory, demons scream, right? We shout and praise God. We give him glory. The word tells us that they worship day and night. The angels worship day and night. Like, it's giving God that praise, giving him the glory. It fills you. It fills your spirit, because we are spirit beings having a human experience. And that's truly the weapon of praise. I've had to learn that in real time, of what it means to praise God. It takes the weight off. It takes the heaviness off. It takes the doubt away, because you are just praising God and thanking him and reminding him of who he is. So you walk different, you talk different, you move different, because you are glorifying the God that we serve. And that praise, it's like that auto boost. It gives you that praise, and you're like, yeah, 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 I can take whatever is coming my way, because it's not me that's fighting the battle. It's God that is fighting on my behalf. I have turned it over to him, and I'm just going to praise him for the outcome. I'm going to praise him because I'm going to keep working out the actions that line up with the faith that I say that I have. So God bless you. I'm so excited for you, Patricia. We can hear it in your voice. You walk with that conviction. There are no mistakes. There are no apologies that need to be made for anything. God is always working in the details. He's always working on our behalf. Our faith is working for us in the background when we can't see it. So we just praise God for the continued praise report and all of what God is doing and the doors that he's opening and the way that he is making. So you be encouraged, my sister. And I am going to tell, PLC McKinney here. I didn't look down. So before I go to PLC McKinney, let me see if there's anyone on the conference line that's been waiting, because we are going to probably round off a little over an hour today. We're giving the Jason Hodge is probably horizontal, getting some well-needed rest. So continue to keep him in prayer. And Clubhouse Auntie Roz might be as well. And, you know, they're always here holding it down. So today they get a chance to catch their breath. And I know that Commonwealth has some activities as well today. Oh, here goes Dr. Smile. So she's joining up as well. So, yeah, we appreciate all of you being here. Conference line. Once again, if you want to just check in, star one, tell us your name, where you're calling from, and what you're grateful for. Because I tell you, by the time I hit to do my report today, woo, the Holy Ghost fire that is all up in my shit, up in my bones. I don't know about you. But PLC McKinney, go ahead, because I think the conference line is just listening in.
Good morning, everybody. My name is John McKinney, and I'm calling from Los Angeles, California. I'm out here waking up the hen who's got to wake up the rooster so he can crow. It's a blessing to be here. I am excited about the development of going from faith to faith, from glory to glory. God can give you an assignment, and you not even fully understand that assignment. He can speak a name over you, and if all your life people have told you what you cannot do, sometimes God will use a person that you don't even know to tell you what you can do in him. Everything is not revealed to people that you know. There are some people that you may have newly met. They'll speak a word to you, and that word will change your life. It was a word spoken over my life, and it was, God told me you are a coach, that you are a life coach. God told me not only that you're just not a regular life coach, but you are a PLC. And I was like, what is a PLC? You are a prophetic life coach. So that word was received by me, although it was not understood. Many times when you hear words from the Lord, a lot of people will say, "That oh yeah, that's a confirmation to my spirit. I believe that." Sometimes God will tell you to go to Nineveh, and Nineveh is not a confirmation to your spirit. The Ninevites were equivalent to the Ku Klux Klan. That's how much the Ninevites were loved by Jonah. He was like, they were the most ruthless people against his people. And many times in our today's society, we say, not sending you.
I asked you for a question. John?
Yes.
Like you might be in a little bad area. We lost a little bit of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Sometimes God will send you when people give you a word. We say, oh, that's a confirmation to my spirit. God himself gave Jonah a word to go to Nineveh. And Jonah was like, I don't like them people. They were equivalent in his day to what the Ku Klux Klan is today. They had did his people really bad, but yet God was calling him to go to the people who had did his people terrible and speak a word of life over them. So Dr. Stacy spoke a word of light over me. I had to either accept that word or reject that word. And the point of what I want to say today, God will never promote you beyond your last act of disobedience. I could have rejected that word. I embraced that word, and I'm seeing God do mighty things to help so many people as I continue to grow and develop as a prophetic life coach. That may not be your area. That may not be your arena, but whatever your area is, and God sends this voice of Dr. Stacy on this prayer call. As Carmen said earlier, it was days she couldn't really get out of bed, just horizontal. But the things that she heard, she received them into her spirit. And now things are turning around and you see God using her and opening up doors for her to speak. God is using Dr. Stacy to redefine and clarify our destiny. Because our destinies were put on a projection of negativity by many people. But it's people like Dr. Stacy who speak over God's people to let them know their divine purpose. You may not understand it fully when she first speaks to you, like she spoke a prophetic word over Patricia and gave her a title. She felt like an imposter. But now she's walking out that word. She spoke a word over me. I didn't understand it completely, but I just began to walk in the truth of that word. I thank God for Dr. Stacy. I thank God for this prayer call. I thank God for everyone in this room. And know that in your life today, there have been some declarations made over your life. And until you receive it, believe it, and start doing the action, it's not going to come to pass. He will not promote you beyond your last act of obedience and belief. Let's go up higher in this season in our lives. Let's take the limits off of our God, thereby taking the limits off of ourselves. Because one of my greatest enemies is the enemy of negativity that constantly speaks inside of me. But I have to cast down that imagination and every high thought that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. What God has told you and spoken into your heart, it shall come to pass. There are many in this room right now who are going to be very prosperous in your business this year. Some of you are going to six figures, some even seven figures in this room right now. I'm talking to a room of wealthy people. I'm talking to a room of faithpreneurs who are stepping out on faith and calling those things that are not as though they were. My name is John McKinney, and it's been an honor to speak with you today. And I'm excited about trusting God. Trust is, faith is believing what God can do. Trust is believing what God can do for me. God bless you.
Dr. Stacy, you good? Did we lose you?
No, I just muted myself and didn't unmute. Y'all pray my stay. I had a little background noise. I said, oh, let me mute for a minute. I'm steady talking. TLC McKinney, you couldn't even hear what I said. But thank you for reminding me that I was on mute there, Carmen. But to God be the glory for everything that he has done and me understanding. We have a little inside joke. Because you say, well, how did you do such and such? Or how do you, you know, move, blah, blah, blah. And I said, I don't know. But it was always Jesus, right? And I would say it even here as we've gone through each iteration of seeing the move of God, even with the development of the platform and everything that he has done. I'm like, I don't know, ask Jesus. That's always my response. But I do know, and I do know that he has called me to do this work in a way that I really didn't understand. I did feel like Noah, like, what is happening, Jesus? I can give you some recommendations to some people. Like, what you got me out here doing, Lord? Running for president, starting Faithfulness magazine, the network, the disc. It's been so much. But if I didn't start moving, like, I don't wait. When God says to do something, I'm not one of those people that hesitate. There's some folk, well, I'm a pray on it, I'm a this. I'm not saying not to pray for discernment. But when you're in relationship with God, prayer is constant. It's your constant language. So you know that something is of God or not of God because you should know the shepherd's voice. So you don't have to hesitate that long, right? Because when you pray and you ask God to reveal constantly and you're heightening your spirit of discernment, you know what is of God and what is not of God. And you grow into that relationship with him. So when he says move, you move. Just like Noah picked up those pieces of wood and started building. And it didn't happen overnight, but he faithfully stayed the course, did the work, and he produced what was the covering, what was the renewing, what was the restart and the reset. So for whoever needs to be reminded, I don't care how long it's taken, and trust and believe, I know what it feels like when you're in the middle, when you're in that wait. But when you hold on to the promise of God, he will continue to cover you and to bring you through. Oh, my goodness. I said we were going to wrap up before I go down. But I see we got two blessings here on the stage, Mother Gwen and Bishop Sean Lewis. So I'm going to turn it over to Mother Gwen, and I'm going to let Clubhouse Auntie Roz and Bishop speak, and then we'll start winding it down for today because I know everyone's schedule is packed, and I'm just getting a note. Okay, from the team here. So just making sure that I am good as we get ready to prepare for that. So, Mother Gwen, welcome. Tell everyone where you're tapping in from and what you're grateful for. And we'll go to Dr. Smile and then Bishop.
I am tapping in from Los Angeles, California, and I'm grateful that I can shout. That's what I'm grateful for. I am grateful to once again be in the company of people that believe. It is important, it is mandated that you stay in environments that say yes to God and believe God. It is important at this time like no other time, and I'm trying to even stay even stronger. Sister Carmen, you know, I have a destiny with you. We ain't going to miss it. But I just want to say one thing. I am grateful that God used the foolishness of this app for me to be able to meet all of y'all. Every one of you that on the platform, and those that are even in the audience, my sisters and brothers, etc. I'm not going to be long because I know people have things to do, but I just want to just give God the glory. There'll never be a pebble, a rock, a boulder that will ever have my name on it that will praise God for me. But I know that he's doing greater things, and I just speak encouragement to all of us. No matter how high you are going, expect the greater thing of God. Because he is doing great things always, but he is, if he can, you know, the word of God says his eyes are searching to and fro to show himself strong and mighty on behalf of the saints. I'm paraphrasing, but it's called the show up and show out of God. If he shows up, he wants you to show out in him. And, you know, when he says, and greater things shall we do, think about that. And, you know, tie yourself to people that are going up. Tie yourself to people that will speak correction, direction, love to you. Because correction is love. You know, even the Bible says a baby left to himself will make his mama cry. All those folks that like to be by yourself and don't tell me nothing, you are without direction. You're out a community. You know, they can pick you off because the individuals can be picked off. But when you're in community, there's strength in community. And that is the attribute of God. And so I just want to say thank you. What I'm thankful for is that I know you all. And that I know Jesus and the power of his might and the resurrection power. And I want to do more. And I'm asking him to help me get out of my way. Because sometimes the worst enemy you have to defeat is you. But nobody, it's like Tremaine Hawker said, ain't nobody going to take my praise. And so I'm one of them loud Christians. So don't sit next to me in church if you're nervous. See? Hallelujah. But I do understand and respect decorum, but sometimes we will let tradition nullify the shout that you have. And remember, it took a shout to crumble the walls that Jericho was facing. What walls are you facing today that you need to shout down? Thank you, sis. Love y'all all.
I know that's right, Mother Gwen. Shout it now. And they went around seven times and the wall came tumbling down. Look, Mother Gwen, you about to stir me up too. I love you. I thank God for you. And yes, look at God, right? An app.
Right. And you know, the Hawkins family, which I love, you know, some of the new music is getting a little bit better. But here's the question. Why are you waiting until the battle is over? You can shout now. The key is to shout before because it's an act of faith that he's going to do it. He will do it. And God is just waiting for your yes. My brother said it. He says that your act of obedience, your act of, and I'll even tap on that, the most important person in the world to you is the last person you couldn't forgive, because it's going to block your access for full access of God to you. Get over it. Get over them. Release them. Forgive them. Ask God to help heal you. But he will not go against his word. And God is saying, you know what? You need to praise me. And he told them old folks then, because he's the same today. He said, you know, it's okay if, you know, if somebody don't shine on you or they shun you. What did he tell me? It's okay, because, see, you know, if you don't praise me, the rocks, the literal rocks will praise me. So you need to just find out who your posse is and stop looking for the wrong people to praise you. When then, even in their false praise, they're trying to stone you. Praise the Lord. Praise him.
Amen. Amen. You better go on, Mother Glenn. Go on with it. Well, we praise God and we thank him for you and for the prayers, the participation, the coverage, because, you know, God is doing it. He is truly placing people together for such a time as this so that we can be witnesses in the kingdom and we can help others see what it means for our lives to give him the glory and give him the praise in everything that we are doing. So I'm grateful for you, and I thank God for you and just your continued encouragement around doing this work and staying the course for what God has in store for each and every one of us. Oh, I love y'all, and there's nothing you can do about it. All right, Clubhouse Auntie Rise, over to you to check in and tell everybody where you're tapping in from, what you're grateful for, and then over to Bishop as we get ready to wind down today's fellowship.
Good morning. I was hormonal because I'm not feeling well, but what more than to come into the room and be grateful for my sisters in Houston, Carmen, and Sister Actually Lady. I'm so proud of you, girlfriend. Doc, our roommate at the Safepreneur Weekend. This girl is packing. You hear me? Patricia is packing. And so all I can say is I'm thankful for relational currency and collaborative intelligence. And y'all, I was dreaming that I was on Hollywood Squares, and I call the Zoom Hollywood Squares with Safepreneur. So, Doc, I don't know what that means, or that was just my dream, because I was like, you know that Inception movie when the spinning top was going? It kept going, it kept going. I said he was dreaming, but when it stopped, it was in reality. And then all of my collectors said, you not on the call yet. I was just laughing. And it's a good thing to laugh. I want to just share really quickly three words that have been in my, four words. The power of yes. So I heard somebody say that. And y'all remember that yes is an acronym. Y'all know I love acronyms, but create your own acronym if you have one. And God downloads it to you. That your existence shines. And Dr. Stacy helps us, encourages us, and catapults us to the next realm, because she is definitely one that tells us our existence shines. Discovering creation. You, the creator, created creatives. And all of us, no matter what the industry is, that you are creative. And then the power of forgiveness. Y'all, if you feel like you have some bummed out days, let that be one of the questions to Dad. Do I need to forgive myself, or do I need to forgive somebody else? You never know about these, like you said, Doctor, these imps and what they're doing, but just pay attention and don't let anything get past you. Everything makes a difference. The puzzle pieces of life, good, bad, great, and ugly, they all will fit. And your box top says the fruit of the Spirit with your wonderful face right there, because you are, you shine, your existence shines. So, Doc, your brother, we're on a different kind of schedule. He asked me, had I talked to you? And because he's horizontal, he didn't get in until around 5 this morning. But you are loved, appreciated, celebrated, valued, and most cherished. And y'all be looking out. I'm going to do a Zoom on May 27th. I'm going to post it out. And I pray that all of you will be able to come. Doc, I'm not sure where you will be, but hopefully maybe I can get a video so I can put it on the Zoom, because it's going to be introduced to the Clubhouse people. But it's my birthday, but I'm still doing it in honor of your existence, Shine. A little bit of a teaching, and people who have helped me in my life, who have catapulted me, who have assured me when I felt like I had no strength. And then lastly, Doc, if I tell you, when you just keep doing stuff, bamboo stuff happens. Texas Metro News, Cheryl Smith, I have to let her know about you when you're in Texas again. Y'all, I met Dick Gregory's son. Y'all remember, he's a mighty activist. Vince and I had the opportunity to meet him, and we'll still be in connection with him while he's here doing an energy drink. And then a young lady asked me to do a pilot with her about I miss her, and we're talking about our best friends. So y'all know I've been in this season of the I guess I have to say graduation of my my best friend, Dr. Japonica, who is heavenly bound. But God is good, and I'm so elated that the entry of when I came into the room was just what I needed. So I yield the mic. Dr. Stacy, I love you more, but you know God loves us most. I got a new one for you. So I love you, and you have a great day. I'm going to yield the mic, but no, I always have a voice. Bishop Shaw, when you do your little reflection, do a little prayer so this body can be healed over here. I love y'all. Ciao for now.
All right, Roz. Well, definitely feel better. Give Vinny our love, and great to hear your voice. And Bishop Shaw, my brother, how are you crack-a-lacking out here? Tell everybody where you're tapping in from, what you're grateful for. It's always a blessing to see you. When you're able to stop by, I know you are usually moving about, handling multiple things. So let me know if you're unable, or if you're able to unmute your mic.
Hey, God bless you, Dr. Stacy. God bless you to all the moderators, everyone in the room. Can y'all hear me okay? I'm in a huddle house. Can y'all hear me okay?
Yes, we can hear you. We can hear you.
Okay. Well, I'm so grateful to be here. I'm tapping in from Petersburg, Virginia, representing Rhema Word Ministries, where we're under the persuasion and belief that there is a word from the Lord. And y'all know what I'm thankful for. I've been saying it for the last 3 years in this pandemic, and I'll continue to say it. I'm grateful that last night was not our last night, that God woke me up to a new mercy, a new grace. What he gave me yesterday could have sustained me today, but he woke me up to something fresh and something new. And for that, I am eternally grateful, grateful for the relational currency, even as Dr. Smile has already said. Auntie Roz, God bless you, my sister, love you. And I'm just grateful just for the room and even your conversation dealing with Noah. And what makes this story so powerful is that Noah was called to build an ark, and Noah had never seen rain before. Can you imagine you building an ark and you telling people around you that it's going to rain, and you don't know what rain is? The Bible says that there was a mist that came up from the ground. So the people of God had never seen it, but yet he built it. And in this season of our lives, you got to move in faith. Even though you don't see it, you got to start saying it until you see it. You got to start working on it and doing it and walking in it until you see it. And I've come to this conclusion, Dr. Stacy, after years, 14 years of pastoral ministry, 25 years of ministry in general, I've come to the conclusion that if you show God your faith, God will show you his faithfulness. I'm Bishop Sean, and I'm complete. God bless y'all. Y'all have a wonderful day. I love you, and there's nothing you can do about it.
Ooh, you better go on ahead, Bishop. I tell you, I appreciate you. And that word, I mean, that right there is what we call a little mic drop, right? Because that's the truth. They didn't see it. For me, that's what excites me when we talk about faith, is the fact that you really see the instances over and over again where ain't nobody seen it. Right? It didn't exist. They didn't know. They had no experience, but they trusted that God was not making a mistake. I mean, how sweet is that to know that no matter what it looks like, we don't doubt God, and we just thank him
for how he's moving. Thank you for that. And I love what you say, that you're grateful that last night was not your last night. Amen. So God bless you, my brother. Much to catch up on since our last conversation. But we are definitely moving forward with the plan of God. And I want to thank God for each and every one of you that have come into the room today, for your presence on the prayer call, that you've been a part of this fellowship. This fellowship doesn't happen without you. So I bless God for each and every one of you. And as we close out today's fellowship, my prayer is that something that you heard today strengthens your relationship with God. Something that you were reminded about today extends your faith. Something that resonated in your spirit gives you the resolve to keep press, push, praying, and praising your way through. A prayer that is even as the fellowship called on God to do what God does, that it heals, even as we know our Auntie Roz is not feeling well, healing her body and anybody else that is being afflicted with any sort of physical challenge, that the healing power of God moves right now within your life, that it allows you an opportunity to just know that God is real, that he heard you, that he sees what you go through, that there's nothing hidden from his sight. And that as you believe that he is healing you, as you believe that he is changing your situation, as you believe that he is opening up new doors, as you believe that he is anointing your assignment, as you believe that he can do all things but fail, your belief makes room for your miracle to appear. The miracle's in your mouth. And as you stand on that faith of knowing that God is working on your behalf, there is nothing impossible with God. So be encouraged today. I'm going to pray us out. And then I don't know if my darling husband is able to turn on the praise and worship. But I want, if you can, hon, to find After This. That's the song that I want to play. That's the praise and worship. Because after this, after what you've gone through, after what you've witnessed, after what you've experienced, after how you feel, we know the blessing is coming. The joy is coming. The breakthrough is coming. We're declaring it and decreeing it. That's why I think I love Pastor Eckhart so much with his decrees and declarations over certain areas in your life. Because in Job, as he reminds us of that scripture all the time, if you declare a thing, right, declare a thing and it shall be established unto you. So I want you to be crazy enough just to believe that you're going to declare a thing today and it be established unto you, that we stand on God's word and stand on his faithfulness and his promises. What did Booker say earlier? Any doubt, you're out. So no doubt, we just going to continue to trust God and praise him in advance for what we can see. What did Bishop just remind us of? That they never saw rain. They didn't know what rain was. But Noah continued to build, and obedience was able to open up the covering and the blessing. Oh, I don't know about y'all today, but I'm about to praise God after this prayer. And hopefully my hubby's able to get to the studio and just cue that up for me. But Father, we come to you to say thank you. We give you glory. We give you praise. We give you honor. We just thank you because there is nothing impossible with you. We thank you for the renewed strength as we fellowship today, Lord. That's a power in fellowship. We overcome by our testimony in the blood of the Lamb. So we thank you for overcoming today. We thank you for every petition that has been publicly shared or privately uttered. You know every one of your saints that's going through physical challenges. We ask for the healing and anointing power of God to rain down from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet. We present our Dr. Roz to you, dear Lord. You know what she's going through and what she's experiencing. Heal her body and anybody else that's having any affliction. We thank you, Lord, for the Williams families. You continue to move and heal from that stroke because, Father, there is nothing that you cannot do. And we thank you for the miracle that is unfolding in front of our eyes as you are restoring full and complete restoration to her body. We pray, Lord, for those who are coming out of surgeries, who are recuperating, who are going through different stages and ebbs and flows of their physical condition, that you strengthen them and give them the ability to have another praise on the inside because of the healing that you have provided in their lives. We pray for those with mental health challenges and signs of depression. We just come against that right now, the matchless name of Jesus, that there's no shame in asking for help, that no one suffers in silence, that you have anointed and appointed Christ-filled therapist, licensed support that is available to help your people get through from day to day, that they don't have to feel shame for anything that they're experiencing, that you put people in their path for that strength and for that recovery and to get back on track with what it is that you have called them to do. And this interruption and distraction of the enemy is defeated. We pray, Lord, for those who are in their businesses and looking to you for multiplication of what seeds that they have sown, that you will give the increase, that you will open up doors, make way out of no way, that, Lord, you will place them on the heart of somebody to be a blessing, to sow a seed, to purchase, to partner, to JV. Just blow the minds of all the faithpreneurs, dear Lord, because we have the answers and the solutions to the problems that we see. So we just ask you, Father, to cover and to keep each faithpreneur, whether they're emerging, whether they're established, or they're empowered to do their part in this community, in this ark, in this covering that you have made for us as faithpreneurs to work it out, that it won't always be perfect when we start, but we perfect it through our faith and our actions. We glorify you and we just praise you for how you continue to move and to use our lives as examples for others to follow. We thank you, dear Father, for our dear brother Jason. We know he needed to get a little extra rest today. And we just praise God that you covered him and kept him. Thank you for the work that you're doing through him and the ways that you're opening up new doors for covering my four beautiful nephews, dear God, as they bloom and blossom into young men of valor that you have called them to be. We praise you, Lord, for the just the renewed commitment to how we honor the spirit of our ancestors as a people. As I stand here in Tulsa, as I walk Black Wall Street, I know there will be more than reparations. We will rebuild. We will have our opportunity for the true justice to be served to so many families who have never yet received the fair compensation from what happened and what was destroyed from a self-sufficient neighborhood, one of many throughout the history and the nature of how this country has evolved. Let us stop ignoring the truth of the past, but learn from it so we can build a new future together that truly encompasses the fair and equitable treatment of all people. We thank you for the lives that we can say their names, the blood that was shed, that they cry from the grave for justice, and that as we stand and do your will, as we stand as beacons of light, no matter how long it takes, it will come to pass that the first shall be last, the last shall be first, and you shall restore what was stolen. Everything the canker worm and every other worm tried to steal and destroy, we cannot steal the spirit of a people, the resilience of who we are and what we've contributed. So I just thank you for the way in which you're just moving all across this globe to bring your people to the forefront out of all of this massacre, the two churches that were able to be rebuilt to be the cornerstones of what has sustained the memory and the fight for even the story to be told. So we just thank you, Father, and we just glorify you for how you're moving. After this, we gonna praise you. After this, we expect a blessing. After this, we know you've already worked it out. So many prayer requests that we might not hear today. So many situations, those who are in bereavement have lost loved ones. Those who are just asking for a renewal in their relationship, those who are having trouble with their children, I don't care what the request is, Lord, I know you heard it all. And we just ask you to meet the need of your people, to stand with us, cover us, keep us, help us to know when we put our hand in your hand, when we walk according to your will and your way, when we stand in the faith that you are the author and the finisher of, there is nothing that you cannot do. So we walk with that bold assurance as children of God, a part of a royal priesthood, that we can use this mouth, this breath that you have given us to speak and declare the goodness of the Lord. We shall live and not die and declare your goodness, your work, your glory. We just praise you. We thank you. Anything we forgot to ask, please don't hesitate to grant it unto us. Forgive us for anything we've done outside of your will and your way. You know the hearts of your children. Help us to be truly acquainted with you and not just to read scripture, quote scripture, but to live the revealed word of God in our lives so that we might be that beacon to draw others to know you for themselves. So we honor you and we glorify you. As I get ready to speak this day, I ask you to put the words in my mouth to let my sisterhood know what you have ordained me to do as we move our organization forward to be a tribute to your five daughters that founded this organization 103 years ago, to be a beacon of light, to stand out against social ills, and to do it according to being directed by you. So I thank you, I glorify you, and I praise you for my family, for my friends, for my colleagues, for my partners, for my sponsors, for my team, just for everybody that you have assembled in my life to do your work In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Okay, my honey, if you can turn on after this, we're going to praise our way out of here today. Be blessed, be encouraged, and know that God is in control.
Good morning, Brother Jason.
Woo! There will be glory after this. Remember that, family. Go forth and be great. And we will see you by the grace of God, same time, same place, next week. This room will end in 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Love you, everybody. Miss Jason. Bye.
Thank you for tuning in to the Faithpreneur VIP Prayer Call Podcast. We hope that you continue to listen and share this with anyone you think would be blessed by the fellowship. Sign up to participate on our live Saturday calls at www.vipprayercall.com. That's vipprayercall.com. This is Dr. Stacy signing off and hope to connect with you again soon. Bye for now.